Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Wednesday, December 30th, 2015. Israeli soldiers injured 24 Palestinians and kidnapped 28 others during invasions started in West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. At least 24 Palestinians were shot and injured by rubber-coated steel bullets, while 19 others suffered from severe tear gas inhalation when clashes erupted between residents and Israeli military forces in the town of Abu Dis near Jerusalem. The clashes broke out in Abu Dis following a funeral held for a Palestinian killed earlier this month, whose body was held by Israeli authorities for 26 days. Israeli authorities handed over the body of Mazen Hassan, 37, near the town of Al-Izariya. Palestinian Red Crescent medics transferred the body to Abu Dis Medical Center, where the funeral procession set off to Hassan's family home before mourners carried his body to the local cemetery for burial. Hassan's body was one of the three to be returned by Israeli authorities Tuesday evening. The bodies of Palestinians killed while carrying out attacks on Israelis have been withheld in line with a decision made in October by Israel's Security Cabinet to return the bodies on case-by-case basis. In other news, Israeli forces kidnapped 28 Palestinians, including 9 minors, from across the West Bank districts overnight, according to local security sources. In Turkerem city and the nearby Shweika neighborhood, armed Israeli soldiers abducted 4 Palestinians, including 2 18-year-old twin sisters. In Hebron, forces took 3 Palestinians, including a minor, during a raid into the town of Tarkumia to the west of the city. Forces also abducted a 15-year-old student near Abu Arish Israeli military checkpoint in the old city of Hebron. Furthermore, forces took 6 Palestinians from the Hebron area. Israeli forces also kidnapped 4 minors aged 17 from the town of Kharbath al-Misbah to the west of Ramallah. 3 more Palestinians were taken from the Ramallah area of Beit Duggo, including an injured local. In the Jenin area, armed soldiers took 2 locals after searching their homes. In Jerusalem, police kidnapped 6 Palestinians, including 4 children. The Commission of Political Prisoners Affairs, CPA, said that at least 6,830 Palestinians were detained by Israeli troops in the occupied Palestinian territories since the beginning of the year 2015, marking the highest rate of daily arrests in 5 years. 3,285 Palestinians were detained in the past 3 months alone since the beginning of the violent unrest in early October. Also on Wednesday, Israeli police have arrested 5 Israelis involved in Jerusalem wedding ceremony that incited violence towards Palestinians, Israeli media reported. The groom of the wedding, reportedly as well-known member of radical right, was arrested in addition to an Israeli soldier and 2 minors. Israeli police opened an investigation into the wedding last week after a video footage aired by Israeli Channel 10 went viral. The video shows Israelis present at the wedding dancing and singing songs of revenge while waving knives and guns in the air. At one point during the ceremony, a masked Israeli youth waves a firebomb while another stabs a photo of Ali Dawabsha, an 18-month-old Palestinian, burned alive in an arson attack carried out by Jewish extremists over the summer. The infant parents later died from severe burns, leaving their 4-year-old child Ahmed as the sole survivor of the attack. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, December 30th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmuel and me, Ghassan Bannoura.